This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Or as some of us in New England would say, ideas. This is Idea Central. Actually, it's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden to dig around in various things that will help you in terms of technology, as this is the first week for school for many people. There are some great ideas for lunches, creative lunches. Don't send peanut butter because the next kid in the classroom 35 feet away may be allergic to peanut butter, and you don't want your child to be responsible for killing another student.
Or if your kid does take peanut butter, they may be ostracized to the peanut butter table in the corner of the cafeteria.
My God. Harsh. That's awful. All right. So what ideas are there that are on Pinterest? There are some.
I will tell you.
All right. Number one, let's get a collective agreement from both you and Victoria as to the strength, the value of Pinterest. What is the number one reason people use Pinterest?
I can tell you the number one reason I use Pinterest.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Richie and I are going to have different reasons.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Well, I'm just going to take a wild guess. You like to check out fashion, and for me, it replaced every cookbook and every cookbook website that I ever needed to have.
You do most of the cooking at your home.
I do most of the good cooking at my home.
Good cooking. Right.
Yeah. And especially when it comes time.
Hear that, Janet?
Oh, shoot. You won't get any argument out of her.
Yeah.
But especially when it comes time to trying to figure out new ideas for what to put in the kids' lunch boxes. Something that doesn't need to be heated, something that doesn't need to be kept cold or too cold, and that they'll eat and like. And if you just go into Pinterest and you search school lunch, kids lunch, lunchbox ideas, you will get thousands of ideas.
Oh, how cool.
You could spend all day looking at ideas.
Huh.
And, because my wife, she gets the kids lunch ready, and she's like...
You have to have an account, though. Don't you have to sign in to Pinterest?
You do have to have a Pinterest account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Why
it's
do
free.
They do that? Why, if it's a free site, why do they want you to sign up? What's the...
Well, because they want you to collect your ideas.
Yeah.
And so that, Doug, you have a certain set of ideas and pin boards, and Victoria has some pin boards that she likes, and I have pin boards that I like, and we all share each other's ideas, and that's how they build the community. I will tell you, of any website that I use, social-wise, Pinterest is probably the most useful.
Really? For reasons as you're explaining now, here's helpful stuff on...
I'm driving home from work,
lunch
and Janet and I are talking, what's for dinner? I just go to one of my what's for dinner Pinterest boards, and I pick out one of the 40 or so ideas that I have up there.
For the day? Are there the daily, are there 40 different ideas every day there?
Every time I see a recipe I like, I save it to my what's for dinner board.
So do other people see it? People that are friends of yours on Pinterest, they can look at that. So you can learn what somebody around the street or around the corner
Victoria
or around the world
might see a recipe that she likes, and I might say, wow, that looks really good. I'm going to save that to my what's for dinner board. I also have another board that says, because I always have a problem, what should I eat that's healthy for breakfast? So I see something, boom, I put it in there.
So what did you have for breakfast today?
Nothing yet.
Oh. Okay, well, just testing the theory.
His other board. It's
but for the point. All right, there's 2 points here as I hear them.
The bottom line is back One to school ideas. Right. Use it for back to school lunches for your kids.
Back to school lunches, but also, as Richie's suggesting, it's a good place to come up with ideas for cooking in general, for recipes, or for what are you going to have on the menu for dinner tonight. All of these things.
My newest board
to be collectively valuable. It would seem to me, in this era.
I have a second story deck that comes off of the kitchen. So underneath the deck, I have a patio. Mm-hmm. And I decided I was going to turn that patio into a tiki bar. So I searched tiki bar and got all these really cool pictures of people who have done tiki bars in their backyard.
You building it yourself?
I'm going to build it myself, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And so
just
I have
in time for fall?
Yes. Well, no, I've been working on it over the summer.
It is.
It's a work in progress.
You know what? In Washington, by the time you get down to that area of Virginia, there are really only 2-3 bad months. You can have really
January,
outdoor
February,
stuff.
That's and into the beginning of March. Other than that, yeah, you can sit out there.
You can sit out a lot. Yeah.
But, right. But that's my newest one. So, Victoria, how do you use Pinterest, and what is your favorite thing to use Pinterest for?
You know, Karen and I were talking about this last week. I don't really use Pinterest all that often. When I do, it's when I've had friends share things that, you know, they want us to see, like if they're planning a wedding. Mm. It's very helpful for posting wedding dresses and engagement rings. I think, actually, I read something recently. Besides recipes, the second most popular thing pinned on Pinterest is engagement rings.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you another thing, Doug. I just redid my laundry room this weekend, and I went on the Pinterest to look for storage
ideas.
Is
that the place where I took the shower?
Next to it.
Okay.
Next to it. And I got all kinds of ideas, and I'm going to build a platform for my front-loading washer and dryer that I'm just buying.
Build it up, you mean, so it's easier to get at them.
Yeah, because you can buy the platforms that they sit on, but they're like $300 a piece, and for $50 you can build one.
Not even 50. And it's get some 2x4s and a little bit of plywood. That's it. That's all you need.
And paint. And it's more useful because
I can
put laundry
extra paint laying around the house. Come on, you got to have some extra paint laying.
I don't want to make it nice. I'm not like you're going to paint 30 colors and fucking out on the farm driveway.
All right, so ideas from Pinterest as we get started here on Tech Talk Time in a moment. How to erase all of the things you don't want other people to know when you're either fired or quit your job. What do you save and what do you get rid of, and how do you do all of that? Next, Tech Talk Time is 13 past the hour.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
There were once so many highway billboards that people complained of sign pollution. So today, many cities have restrictive sign codes. But are they about highway beautification or about government picking winners and losers? Towns from Redmond, Washington to Fairfax, Virginia allow signs along the streets for political campaigns and for real estate, but not for any other businesses. One town allowed employees of a tax preparation business to stand on street corners waving signs at passing cars. but denied that same permission to a bagel shop owner. The bagel shop owner looked through the lens of liberty and told the town council they were out of line. He sued and won, demonstrating once again the power of active citizens in America.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
A lot of people commenting on some of the excellent advice they get listening to this hour of the program. It's called Tech Talk, and it is the layman's. This, I'm not Leo Laporte. I know there would be a lot of confusion as to that because of my expertise. I'm not Kim Commando, and Victoria won't play Kim Commando here. Let's see, who else is good at this stuff?
I am sitting on one of those inflatable balls like Leo Laporte does, though.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, good. It's good for your butt. All right, so here is some advice for those of you who have a problem with a boss and you want to tell them to stick it where the sun doesn't shine. Be careful before you do that. You better back things up, because as soon as you tell him that, he may yank all the plugs and cords and everything out of whatever devices you had there. This is from Wired Magazine, how to erase all of your things. Well, there are two things here. There are actually two, maybe more than that. Whatever email things you share with people there as work, and then maybe some of the things that you want to save. Because I guess I'm wondering about what permissions there are here that are needed. If you get fired, do they own everything that was on your
computer? They own everything.
They do.
It's their computer.
What do you do?
They own it all. Yeah. And that's why you should, as an employer, we hold on to employees, especially sensitive employees.
Their network, yeah.
Their email for a couple of years, just like if it's a salesperson. Yeah. Who was that contact person at this agency or whatever it might be?
Smart.
So as an employee, you should think about what you need to take with you that is yours.
You might want to use for the next job.
Contacts, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then you might want to think about what you don't want on that computer.
So let me interrupt you for a second. Let's say this is not something that you ought to be doing when you know you're going to get fired or when, you know.
Anytime you leave a job, you should be doing
this. No, but before, you should be doing this all the time because you don't know. Somebody, the boss may not like you today. Yep. And he liked you Friday, and you're fired, and so what do you have?
Once every 4, 5, 6 months, maybe you should just make a backup disk on a thumb drive, a USB thumb drive that just sits in your pocket and goes. Now, don't take anything that's not yours. If that client database is not yours, it's the company's, you can't take it. But if they are your contacts that you cultivated and you are allowed to take them as part of the job, you should be keeping the database, and you should have it backed up on a thumb drive or maybe to a Google Doc. Also, if you are leaving, check all of your USB slots. Make sure you didn't leave that thumb drive in there. Shut down your voicemail and turn it off, or maybe leave an outgoing message saying who to contact at the company now that you're gone. Shut down your email account. Turn it off, shut it down. Your company will likely say this is what we want to do with it, or they will shut it down for you. And then wipe your computer. If you can go on any websites that you might not want anybody to see. Or just in general, just for privacy concerns, just if you can, just wipe the computer like your laptop before you hand it back in. And don't forget your phone. If you have a phone, make sure that it's all clear and everything's out of it that you need before you hand it back in.
Yeah, that do a total factory reset on the phone.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. But, you know, check with your company and ask, make sure that's allowed before you do it.
If you fire me, what do we do before I get fired?
Well,
with all this stuff.
But this isn't just for being fired. I mean,
this is voicemail, too. Not only just what's on your email, but it ought to be your voicemail.
Everything
right?
Digital in your office and in your hand and in your laptop, make sure that you have what you need and that you are giving your employer what they need. And you bring up a good point. If you think that at any point you could get fired, you should be making backups as you go. You should probably be looking for another job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't wait for somebody to give you permission. Oh, yeah, it's okay. You take all your stuff off the computer. No. Have it as an ongoing part of your daily chores, maybe. Back stuff up at the end of the day. How's that for advice? 21 after the hour, Tech Talk time.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now 23 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden on Tech Talk Time. There are all kinds of ways, as we are understanding, the brilliance of the technology, that is the actual tools, but then how you use them, how you apply them, what's available. It's almost unlimited what you can learn, what you can see, what you can do. You can spend your whole life. I'm convinced there will be people, and I think I see them now, with these robot kids, teenagers, who haven't got a clue about anything. I think I gave you the example, Richie and Victoria, of the fellow in the gym where I go, who is 19 years old, is heading off to college. He was training. His mother thought he was wimpy, so she sends him to the gym. This is in a very affluent gym in a very affluent town. And so she sends him to the gym to get him built up a little bit. And so he cannot do anything without his iPhone. Nothing. The kid can't do anything. And to perfectly exemplify what I'm talking about, he goes into the gym and he walks over to the trainer and says, I can't find this. This is a leg extension machine. I can't find this machine. The damn machine is right in front of him. Right in front of him. And he's looking at his device. He's not looking around the gym. He's looking at the device.
Doesn't even know what a leg extension machine is.
No. And I apparently didn't. Even though he's been on it, but he couldn't find it without his device. And even with his device, he couldn't find it. And this is a perfect example of, you know, the old expression about finding your arse in a snowstorm. My God.
What old expression is that?
Never mind. Just move along.
Heard that.
So anyway, there are a lot of apps. Now, that's the negative side of this. The positive side is that there are people, for example, learning a language. Richie is married to an Hispanic lady who's from Colombia, and his children are bilingual, growing up in that atmosphere. And so Richie wants to, and I'm wondering whether you're worried that when you go to Colombia or travel in these areas with your wife, do you feel insecure because you're not speaking the language as well as
you'd like to?
I
can have conversations with people. It's just that how do I sound to them because my grammar is not great and my vocabulary.
Well, you think that by looking at you, they can't tell you're a gringo anyway?
No, but I speak Spanglish.
Yes.
So, you know, I use a mix of mostly Spanish, but I'm not conjugating the verbs properly. So I finally decided, because we're going to Colombia for Carnival with all of my wife's cousins in February.
Yeah.
And I decided, you know what, I'm just going to get it down. I'm just going to learn the proper grammar, learn the proper conjugation, how to use the different words, and speak and be more conversational. And so I downloaded the Rosetta Stone app, and this is not an ad for them. I paid for it. It was $100, and I have it on my iPhone and my iPad. And I'm finding it really helpful because they use the immersion technique where you look at pictures of a ball, of a bike, of a phone, of a pen, and they show you how to say, you know, we have the pen, they have the pen, she has the pen, we write, she writes, they write. And it's teaching me all of the things that I was missing. So even though I kind of speak Spanish, this is helping me get to the end goal. And I was very surprised and very happy to see that it works as well as it does. So it's a little tip out there if you're going to be traveling.
That's good. I think it sounds like the app is a lot better than the program, because I bought the Rosetta Stone program to learn Spanish a couple years ago, and it was very expensive. It was, I don't know, $300 maybe or $400 or something. It was a lot, and it was more than the app. And it comes with like all the different software and the headset and the whole thing. And I just found that it was, I don't know.
I don't want to be tied to my desktop computer. I want to be able to do it when I'm sitting on a couch, when I'm laying in bed, when I'm...
Yeah, I think that's the app better. I wasn't thrilled with the other program.
Yeah, so far so good. I like it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's an idea for you. In a moment, how badly does Microsoft want you to upgrade to Windows 10? I'll give you a hint. They really want you to upgrade. They want me to upgrade. And so far, I've given them the good old American salute, Richie. There it is.
Good for you.
To Windows 10.
Forget that progress stuff.
Pass the hour, right.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
McFadden, Jory Keelan, Doug Steffen. When it comes to the cutting edge in technology, I'm on top of it. Here to notify you. I sound like Limba, don't I? EID Network. The truth.
Yeah.
And so I get a kick out of reading comments from friends and people who might be friends, just things that are applicable. We have Twitter at DJV Show. We have Facebook.com/DJV Show. Instagram, DJV stands for Doug, Jennifer, Victoria. What people's comments are all about, or pictures. We've asked people to send in pictures of their children's first day at school. Here's Janet sending kids pictures of children going to school. Caesar's doing the same thing. Linda's done it. Phyllis has done it. So it's kind of cool. Have you taken your kids back to school, Richie, or your kids?
Next week.
Next week.
My kids still go after Labor Day.
I don't get why people. To me, it makes no sense to be going back to school because you got to have the long weekend off. Why not just wait till after Labor Day? What's the big.
You know, I guess they figure that first couple of days is just kind of set up. We might as well get it done so that after Labor Day we can can really get to work. But in Virginia, here, we have something called the King's Dominion Law.
Yeah.
And King's Dominion is the big theme park here in the state, and they lobbied to keep it after because they're like, Labor Day is one of our biggest weekends.
Oh, right.
And you guys are killing us. So most of the state still goes after Labor Day, but it's slowly changing.
My son has posted on his Facebook page a picture of something he wrote down, and here it is. You remember things better when you write them down by hand.
He's right.
He says, put your laptop away. He cites research from a couple of teachers who found that students remember more when they take notes longhand rather than using the laptop. Has to do with what happens when you are forced to slow down and write. I am very fortunate in that I have a quick mind, and I remember what I see and what I hear. I don't tell you that I remember often, although sometimes I get ideas when I'm looking at various things that are online. But what stays with me are pictures of things, mostly in this circumstance, dogs, animals, that kind of stuff, and their experiences. But I think he said something which I will share. Repost it, Richie. That's what I'm going to do right now. Thank you. Microsoft wants you to upgrade to Windows 10. They're pushing very hard. I am Windows 7. You're Mac, Richie. You're Victoria. You're Mac, too, right? Don't you have a
laptop? I am, yep.
Yeah. All right, so I'm the only one here who's getting this.
And I will tell you here at the network, we don't have a whole lot of Windows machines. If I have four computers, I have five computers in the studio right around me.
Right.
Two of them are Windows PCs. The other three are Linux. And of the PCs that we do have, we still run XP.
Really?
Yeah, because it's reliable, and you can still get service and upgrades on it.
You can?
I
stopped my XP because I couldn't get service on it.
Yeah, no, I was done with Windows. It's good to stay on the old stuff. With Apple, I pushed the new updates. But with
how
Windows,
does Windows survive given all of the pushback? This is the largest corporation, the guy that runs it, who has run it, the wealthiest guy in the world. How do they keep up?
I had a conversation with my engineers about this a couple of years ago, and at some point they say that the infrastructure that Windows is built on is old and flawed, and you cannot keep building on top of it. The foundation with which Windows runs will have to be rebuilt at some point, and they don't want to do that because they realize that at that point they're just another new operating system, and everybody, Linux and Mac, take over. So they're trying to just keep piling on the old system, and you get Windows 10, that's what you get.
Yeah. It's just it boggles my mind that they've made it so hard with all the competition. They're very smart people. Why wouldn't they make it easy and try to attract people instead of push them away?
Well, now it's no longer free. You have to pay $120.
Right.
And because when you buy it, you don't have that 30-day free trial thing. So if you hate Windows 10, you are stuck with it.
But
you can't revert back to the
Windows
7.
And she just said it. You're stuck with it. Windows owns the world. They are by far the biggest operating system in the world, and it's not like you can just throw it away. Most people are stuck with it.
And I don't think you can buy Windows 7. If you really hated Windows 10 enough and then you wanted to go back to 7, I don't think you can even buy Windows 7 again. So you really are stuck with 10.
Well, I'm stuck with 7.
Do you know what you should get, Doug?
What's that again?
You should get a Chromebook.
A Chromebook.
Yeah, I bought one for my son, and I ended up taking it back because he got his school-supplied laptop, his HP.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't really need his Chromebook. I love it. It's basically an internet portal. It's all it does.
It's like an iPad, right?
It's like an iPad, but it's
a computer. I have an iPad, so...
But
I see what you're saying, yeah.
But it's a computer. All it does is... Well, an iPad you can actually download things to. You cannot download anything to a Chromebook. All it does is access the internet. You can log on to your Gmail, you can log on to DougStephan.com, you can log on to whatever it is, and you know, I use Google Docs, so I don't need anything downloaded onto the computer itself, and it just works. When you open it up, it's running. It just, and there's nothing to clutter up the computer to make it not run well. It just works, and you should absolutely get one of those, because for you it's just simple.
Simple.
Yep.
As you're like simple.
I think Doug.
Really?
Yeah. You need things that are simple.
Simple. Well, I don't need to. Who was I talking to yesterday about something? Oh, I know. Nicole, who's our basically our technology person, she was showing me the new website and all the pieces that are there. Or, you know, what do I think we need to do here, there, and everywhere? And I was on my laptop. I do have an old laptop that was downstairs, mostly for just kind of getting a handle on what's going on in the house and keeping records and that sort of thing. And I don't use it much. Taking it on the road with me once in a while. But it took, I haven't used it for, I don't think it's been on for a couple of months. And so I turned it on. It took forever to wind up. And then, you know, but this is, I was thinking, I was sort of laughing about it. We were waiting for a couple of minutes for it to reboot and to get all of the, you know, the various updates. And I'm thinking to myself, how foolish are we? We're not happy when we have to sit and wait. We actually had to engage in conversation about something that had nothing to do with what we were there to do. But it's lost art. Everybody's so excited. Bingo, let's get it fast. And I have terrible Verizon here. There's no real, there's one bar if we're lucky, so you can't use cell phones much here, and you can't use a lot of devices. And so you look around and you think to yourself, what are we missing here? What is missing? And I think just calming people down a little bit is, you know, and I'm one of the worst ones in the world. People, Bridget Sanders, oh, huh? You calm down? But
no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of, take a deep breath, baby. The self-driving car experience. Richie, I didn't tell you that. I'm going to bring you into a Tesla and then work more around cool. Some of the self-driving cars that a lot of people are going to be considering. Not yours truly, but I'll tell you my experience in just a moment here. Tech Talk time is 43 past the hour.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a federal student loan. Pay attention. No matter how much you owe or how far behind you are on payments or even in default on your student loan, call First American Student Debt Relief toll-free assistance line right now at 888-796-0571. You can cut your payments in half right away or even more. First American Student Debt Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. We can fix your student loan problems today. Get your student loan out of default and reduce your payments. Call First American Student Debt Relief today, 888-796-0571. We've helped countless people just like you fix their student loan problems. Don't go another day with your loans behind or in default. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 888-796-0571. 888-796-0571. Call 888-796-0571 today.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Are you looking
looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
All right, now we have 46 past the hour, Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, the self-driving car situation. Last week I was telling you about the experience I had in a Tesla. I started looking around to see what there is right now that you can get that sort of is like the Tesla. The Tesla sort of can drive itself in a way that is unsettling.
That's a good way to put it.
Very unsettling. But the Hyundai Equus, which is a lot less money, you can get the same sort of stuff. The new Subaru Legacy next year will have some sort of a self-driving function to it. Some of the American, what is the Chevy Cruze, Richie? Didn't you drive one of them?
I drove the Volt.
The Volt.
Yeah, that's
not self-driving. Right? That's an electric
car. That's an electric car, yeah.
Right. Okay. So, what is there such a thing as an electric self-driving car? One would
wonder.
Tesla.
Like, yeah. Okay. Yeah, but that's, I'm talking about completely. Tesla is sort of
your assist.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Well, I mean, I'm talking about the ones that are going to be. You get
Volvo,
in them.
Volvo, I think, is the one that said they're going to do it by 2020. Right.
Yeah.
Completely.
Well, Apple says they're going to build one. I think Apple is going to actually build a self-driving car.
Yeah.
And so is Google.
Looks like
Chevy's self-driving car.
Chevy's going to have, they have one that they're working on called the Chevy Bolt EV, which is electric and self-driving.
And Uber says it's going to have self-driving cars in Pittsburgh. Uber lost $1.5 billion so far this year. They're figuring out that even though they got investors, it's one of those things like Amazon. How long did it take Amazon to make money? Even though a lot of people were throwing money at it, they got out of China because that was real. That was where they really were throwing the money away. But one of the things they think they can save money and be competitive. I find this fascinating because when did we first become aware of Uber? Only a couple of years ago, right? 2-3 years ago, they've been around. Was it five? Yeah. So they're going to launch self-driving cars in Pittsburgh this month. Now, that means no driver in the car. You order a car, it comes and finds you, and then takes you to your destination. Huh? And I'm just.
That's the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, the one when he's on Mars, Total Recall.
Yeah,
right.
They have the robots that are in the taxi, but it's basically a self-driving car.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing, it looks like a Volvo station wagon is in the picture anyway of this stuff, the one that I'm looking at. But just think about that. I mean, what does it do to the psyche? If you grow up around him, my grandson will pay no attention to that stuff whatsoever because that's what he's going to grow up around.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, your children.
My son is 12, so in 4 years he's going to be driving. What is he going to be driving?
Yeah, bring him up here. I'll teach him how to drive a tractor and a truck. All right, that's the way to do it, Richard.
Yeah,
and have them so they're connected to their past because otherwise this stuff will be your memory.
It's a basic thing that you need to know how to drive.
Drive, you do. And most people who are getting a license today, even though they get a license, don't know how to drive. They're so clueless. The drivers today, young kids driving, oh my God, are they clueless. All right, that's the, thank you. What do you call me, curmudgeon kid or something?
Yeah, that's
Captain Curmudgeon.
Captain Curmudgeon!
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, 53 after the hour. It's Doug Steffen with Victoria and Tech Talk time. By the way, speaking of technology, you'll notice that with our social media accounts, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, has now changed because we have a focus on all of us, Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria. So it's Twitter at DJV, I believe. Is that not how
DJ,
it works?
At DJV Show.
DJV Show. I went through all this stuff yesterday morning with our web person. I forgot to do that stuff. So Facebook.com/DJV Show as well.
Yes.
Yes, and Instagram.com/DJV Show.
Correct.
Well, okay.
And at Twitter, when you're on Twitter, it's at DJV Show.
DJV, yeah.
Show.
Going to school.
Everything's
right.
A show.
It's a show. It's a show. It's a show.
Yeah.
All right, in a moment, let's find out what the latest is as Homeland Security investigates the Leslie Jones hack, and more importantly, to you probably, the Google Wallet battle against Venmo. Wow. This is so exciting. I woke up this morning thinking, what's the latest? And Victoria's going to tell us in a moment.
Hi, I'm Paul. I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon, but I switched to Sprint. Sprint's network reliability is now within 1% of Verizon. Plus, Sprint changed the game again with their new unlimited data plan that gives you the freedom to do whatever.
Wow, unlimited data?
Yep.
I've watched dog videos, cat videos, dogs with cats videos. No overages, no worries.
People seem pretty excited.
Ooh, and I play puzzle games, candy things, and text, ping, post, snap, tweet. I am DM. #best unlimited on the planet.
Can you hear that? So So, switch to Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Get unlimited mobile optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data for $60 a month. Live your life unlimited. Live free. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere. Produced by a phone subject to credit and $30 activation fees. Lose access, surcharge, roaming, and premium content. Streaming may be mobile optimized with video up to 480p and music up to 500 kilobytes per second. Games limited up to 2 megabytes per second. Prohibited network use rules apply, and day-to-day prioritization during congestion. Reliability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
56 after the hour now on Tech Talk Time. The Department of Homeland Security investigating the hack of Leslie Jones' website. What's the latest there? Anything new? They find out who is responsible for this outrage or not?
I don't know if they have actually found the person yet or people. I know that there's been some questions on the source of it and, you know, someone trying to blame the Russians. But everyone's, it's easy to blame the Russians
for everything. The Russians are coming. It's fun to blame the Russians or the Chinese. Let's do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're going to start blaming the Indians.
From India?
From India, yeah, right. They'll be the ones, bad guys, pretty soon. Meanwhile, speaking of bad guys, this is a serious problem. Ladies and gentlemen, please give Victoria your attention, your full attention, as she describes the difference between wallet up, Google Wallet, and their battle against Venmo. This is very serious stuff and requires, there will be a test when we're done here, so it requires your full attention, please.
Well, this is very serious stuff if you use Venmo and Square Cash, because they've found there are a lot of vulnerabilities. And this directly is linked to
your
cash.
I use rectangular cash. I don't use Square Cash.
Well, yeah, so I'm glad that works for you.
Yes.
Okay, well, keep going. Google Wallet, which I would definitely trust over Venmo and Square Cash personally, just because Google has so many more.
I'm having even keeping a straight face listening to this stuff.
Why?
Well, just because it just seems so...
It's the next wave of online banking.
Yeah,
Do you do online banking?
No.
Okay. So then this would be like three steps ahead of where you are.
Yes. Like I said, rectangular cash is what I use. Go ahead.
Oh, I just got that. Okay. Actual bills.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so Google is stepping up its battle against Venmo and Square Cash in and other person-to-person payment applications. There's an update now to the Google Wallet mobile app. It allows for automatic transfers to and from your bank account. So instead of directly having to wait for money to get uploaded into your Google Wallet account, it's now instant. This is great for people who, I use this scenario because it happens so often. If you're out with a group of friends and you're out at dinner and one person throws a credit card down, you use Venmo or Square Cash or now Google Wallet, and you just shoot the money right over to your friend. And now, with Google Wallet's update, it will be available to your friend instantly so they don't have to wait, which was, you know, sometimes 3-4 days. So now it's a lot faster. And a lot more secure. I would still stick with Google.
Really?
Absolutely.
I'm sticking with rectangular cash, frankly. But thanks for the advice anyway. It's 59 past the hour.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.